Hi, this is Sunny, coming to you from my backyard in the Superior Highlands in Lake County, Minnesota. It's the end of another year, and what a year it's been. We've seen another passing of the winter solstice. The days will slowly start getting longer, but it's still dark a lot of the time. When I explain the North Woods winter to people who don't live around here, they always seem to shudder at what we all have to go through with the snow and below zero temperatures. But it's not the snow and the cold that affects me nearly as much as the darkness. Nighttime in winter is a beautiful and comforting thing, but 16 hours of it is just a little too much, so we all adjust the best we can. Light, any kind of light, is a balm to the spirit. Electric lights, fluorescent lights, compact fluorescents, candles, kerosene lanterns, bonfires, the light from the wood stove, moonlight, and best of all, on a clear winter day, the sun. December is the moon of little spirits, according to the first people of Lake Superior. There are a lot of little spirits floating around this time of year. Restless, out in the cold air, tired of being stuck inside feeding the fire. A lot of us get tired of being cooped up inside this time of year, too. We bundle up and go outside, being careful not to leave skin exposed. There are a lot of fun things to do outside in the winter, especially when there's snow. Snowshoeing, skiing, dog sledding, snowmobiling, pond hockey. But one of my favorite things is feeding and watching the birds, so I provide whatever I can for all of our feathered friends. There were many years when I didn't have enough money to feed myself, much less the birds. But now I'm grateful to have enough money to buy some sunflower seeds and watch birds at the feeders. I always try to buy food and feed everything from locally grown sources. We can live conscientiously by voting with our dollars. There aren't any big sunflower seed farms around here in northern Minnesota, but they do produce quite a lot out in the Dakotas. It isn't being shipped as far as other things. The birds don't care where the seeds come from. What a show they are. Chickadees, nuthatches, downy and hairy woodpeckers, blue jays, evening grosbeaks, and still some goldfinches. I don't have gray jays here, but I've heard that there are some around, and the same with pine grosbeaks. The red poles and the purple finches are conspicuously absent right now. Hopefully I'll get to see some soon. The resident pair of ravens, Bud and Gladys, do flyovers on the weekends. Well, they probably do flyovers every day, but the only time I get to be outside in daylight is over the weekends. They make so many vocalizations that it's hard to describe. Metallic, electric, space alien. All sorts of weird calls and cries that break up the silence on a winter's day. You can be going along outside, listening to your heartbeat inside your head underneath your hat, and all of a sudden there's a loud noise above you in the sky. Something that sounds like the special effects in a movie. Yep, that's the ravens. Nighttime, you don't hear bird calls, but you do hear owl calls. I can be outside watching the silent flying squirrels and listen to the barred owls calling back and forth. Years ago, I had a resident saw-whet owl in the swamp east of my house. Winter nights, while I was outside, I would hear the steady beep, 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 beep. It's kind of like the backup alarm on a piece of heavy equipment. Pretty nice background music while you try to get a planet in your viewfinder on the telescope. Sometimes I think of myself out in space and I look down on this little opening in the woods and I hear the tiny owl and I see the tiny person with the tiny telescope looking back at me into the vast universe. I realize that we're all pretty tiny. Helps to keep things in perspective. The birds are all hungry now. All the creatures are hungry now, actually. Everybody that isn't partially or totally hibernating. We got a lot of snow a few weeks back, over 3 feet, so all the available food that was close to the ground is now gone. The reason why some animals hibernate is not so much to avoid cold, but to avoid the famine, all those months of no food. What a place of extremes here. Winter can be feet and feet of snow, or just inches now and then. Summer can be monsoon, or the whole place can be burning up in fire. No fires right now here, though, except in the wood stove. It's been really cold. Many weeks of low temps and below zero range, sometimes high temps and below zero range. It's not time to trust ice, though, even though it has been so cold. Some lakes had enough cold temperatures before the big snow that there's a safe layer of ice, but some lakes didn't, so it helps to know what's thick and what's thin, as it were. I remember going up to a cabin up in northeast Ontario one winter when I was young. Not many people had snow machines back then. Most people were outside walking on the lake, carrying long sticks. I asked my dad about all those poles people were carrying around. They would pick up a pole from the big stack down by the water's edge in front of the camp and walk out onto the lake to ice fish or visit neighbors. They're made out of green wood, my dad explained, so if you fell through, the ends of the pole would catch on the ice that didn't fall in, and you could use the pole to grab onto and heave yourself out of the water. As a young person, I was blissfully unaware of the dangers of falling through the ice and what would happen if you did. But I did know, in my heart of hearts, that there was danger under the ice, and the reason I would want a pole to get out of the water quickly was to escape the underwater monsters who were probably really hungry in winter. So goes the imaginations of youth. Winter is not always an easy time up in the woods. It's sometimes no exaggeration when people comment that someone made it through another winter. Heat is life. Heat and water and food. Biologists talk about endotherms and exotherms and thermoregulation. You can study life on this planet and see a million different ways that it has evolved to suit the specific circumstances of the local climate and food availabilities. One thing I know for sure, even though I dislike hot weather, I still need heat to stay alive. And so on this cold winter's night, I'm feeding the fire in the wood stove, listening to the dog snoring, grateful for the people I care about in my life, and thinking about the little spirits of all the people that I'm missing right now. This is Sunny signing off. I can't wait to talk to you next month. Thank you for listening to Lake County Journal. Drive carefully. Don't forget to be grateful.